Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1278, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. From Dorsey's office and put her in a patrol wagon. I expect Mr. Dorsey knew we were going to lock her up, but he did not tell us to do it. No, he didn't disapprove of it. I didn't know anything about her having made a previous statement to Mr. Dorsey. I think Mr. Dorsey said she had made such a statement. I saw her the next day in the station house. She didn't scream after leaving Dorsey's office until she reached the sidewalk. And then she commenced hollering and carrying on that she was going to jail, that she didn't know anything about it, or something like that. No, I had no warrant for her arrest. She had committed no crime. I held her to get the truth. Mr. Dorsey told me I could turn her loose as I pleased. That was after she made the statement. I told him as to what had occurred, and that her attorney Gordon was coming up there to see him. I told Colonel Gordon that if it was agreeable with Colonel Dorsey, that Manola could go as far as we were concerned. Well, Mr. Dorsey had more or less to do with the case that I was working on, and I wanted to act on his advice and consent. He called me on the telephone and told me that if the chief thought it best, or if we thought it best after conferring, to just let her go. Dr. Clarence Johnson, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am a specialist on diseases of the stomach and intestines. I am a physiologist. A physiologist makes his searches on the living body. The pathologist makes his on a dead body. If you give anyone who has drunk a chocolate milk at about 8 o'clock in the morning, cabbage at 12 o'clock, and 30 or 40 minutes thereafter, you take the cabbage out and it is shown to be dark like chocolate and milk. That much contents of any kind vomited up 3.5 hours afterwards would show an abnormal stomach. It doesn't show a normal digestion. If a little girl who eats cabbage and bread at 11:30 is found the next morning dead at 3 a.m. with a rope around her neck, indented and the flesh sticking up, bruised on the eye, blood on the back of her head, the tongue sticking out, blue skin, every indication that she came to her death from strangulation, her head down. Rigor mortis had been on her 20 hours. The blood had settled in her where the gravity would naturally take it in the face. She is embalmed. Formaldehyde is used and injected in the various cavities of the body, including the stomach. A pathologist takes her stomach 1 week or 10 days after, finds cabbage of that size, states Exhibit G, in the stomach, finds starch granules undigested, and finds in the stomach that the pylorus is still closed, that there is nothing in the first 6 feet of the small intestines, that there is very indication that digestion had been progressing favorably, and finds 32 degrees hydrochloric acid, and if the pathologist is capable and finds that there was only combined hydrochloric acid, and that there was no abnormal condition of the stomach, the 6 feet of the intestines was empty, I would say that the digestion of bread and cabbage was stopped within an hour after they were eaten. That would not be a wild guess, in my opinion.